Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Appreciate you hanging out with me today. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. You can take answer the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun, right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. John Audette is our guest, an old friend. Now we've reintroduced ourselves, and he's going to continue to be a great resource for us as you and I continue to make some sense out of this online world. And folks, as John said earlier, and I'm going to repeat it again, for the first time in the last year or two, for the first time, the tools are now available for you to have a fully level playing field on Main Street with your Main Street small business. The internet no longer should be your enemy in any way. It should now be your friend and an incredible lever. John, quickly, I want to remind my audience and you about a quote that Eric Schmidt, when he was CEO of Google, he said this, essentially, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, Google will be more successful in the future with mobile, read local search, as they ever have been or will be on the desktop. What do you think, John?
Well, I think that's absolutely the truth. Google's local searches, and this is as of a couple months ago, were 2 billion a month.
Just local search, folks. 2 billion a month, just local search.
That's an increase of tenfold in the last year.
All right. So you said in the previous segment, you got to make sure you get good, clear, correct, accurate information in certain places. Where are those places?
Well, the most important place is Google.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've created a Google Places page for just about every business.
So you just go to Google and type in Google Places?
You can go there. And it'll
show you how to do all this.
Well, if you're signed in at Google, you know, in your local location, and you pull up restaurants, Bend, Oregon, for example, you know, you're going to get a local listing of restaurants in Bend, Oregon, and there's also going to be a link to the Places page for each of those restaurants.
But if you sell steaks, that's your primary product, then you want Google to know that you're in the steak business, not just the restaurant business, right?
Well, and therein lies the rub. Your Google Places page is probably wildly inaccurate because they've cobbled it together from a variety of sources, and now it's up to you to go in there and correct it
and refine it.
And so here's how you start. We have, there are a number of companies that offer these services. We call it local listing optimization. It costs in the $500 range.
We're
channel partners with a number of the most influential, powerful, and trusted data aggregators on the internet, and they feed data to Google, among a host of others. And so what we do is we compile our clients' business information, and the NAP is mundane, but the most important. The NAP is just simply name, address, and phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And the key thing is
does that make the phone number linkable? Does it make the phone number hot? Because that's a big deal in local search.
Well, it does. Yeah, it does more on Android than it does on
Because whenever iPhone. I go and I see a phone number for a business I'm looking for, I want to be able to hit that phone number and make a phone call.
And the reason that phone number, you can really foul things up with that phone number.
Yeah.
Because Google, as I say, they're getting information from all over the place, and there's 72 factors that determine your ranking at Google in terms of local search. They want your phone number. When they get information from different sources about your business, they want that information to be consistent. And the more consistent it is, the more they trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And the more they trust you, the higher they will rank you.
Right.
So if they get one phone number from one place and another phone number from another place, now you're getting devalued in their eyes. So that's why your information has to be so consistent, especially your NAP, your name,
right.
address, and I mean consistent. Your address, if one of them says Franklin Avenue and another one says Northwest Franklin Avenue,
yeah.
that hurts you.
Ah.
If folks... your name says 406 Strategies and another one says 406 Strategies, Inc.,
right.
that hurts you.
So, folks, these are things you can do yourself, or you can get a company like John's to help you. There are others out there, as he said, and that's 406strategies.com. Is that right, John?
That's correct.
So find out how he does that. But, John, you're going to come back. You got a lot more to teach us. You're going to spend more time with us in the future, aren't you?
Jim, I could preach on this topic.
I know you can. We're going to give you that pulpit next time you join us. Thanks for being here. John Audette, ladies and gentlemen, we're glad he's back. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.